USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are meeting today at the site of the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. It will be the first in-person meeting between the two leaders since Biden took office. The White House announced topics will focus on how to manage rising competition between the two superpowers. Over the weekend, it's been determined Democrats will retain control of the Senate after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won a tight race in Nevada over Republican Adam Laxalt, giving the party the 50 seats it needs for a majority. The senator shortly after the victory announcement.
Like all of you, I'm a Nevadan, and I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
Six people have died after two vintage military planes collided midair on Saturday afternoon and crashed in flames before a crowd of thousands who came to see them fly at a World War II air show in Dallas, Texas. The B-17 Flying Fortress bomber and a P-63 King Cobra fighter crashed in an area where no other people were hurt. Ukrainian authorities are working to restore electricity and water in Kherson after Russia retreated from the city, leaving it without electricity, heat, water, or cell phone service. Ukrainian forces that swept through the port city over the weekend were greeted by jubilant crowds. NASA officials inspecting the Artemis 1 moon rocket say it appears to have made it through Hurricane Nicole mostly unscathed. Sensors at Pad 39B at Cape Canaveral, Florida, recorded peak winds gusting up to 82 miles an hour during the storm. The goal of the Artemis project is to build a working base at the south pole of the moon by 2030. The unmanned mission is scheduled to launch Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A bomb rocked a shopping area in the heart of Istanbul, Turkey on Sunday, killing six people and wounding several dozen. Turkish President Erdogan called the blast a treacherous attack and said its perpetrators would be punished. He did not say who was behind the blast, but said it had the smell of terror without offering any details. The Associated Press reported on Monday Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was taken to the hospital after arriving in Indonesia's Bali for the G20 summit. Moscow officials called the report fake news. The report said that Lavrov was being treated for a heart condition, citing several sources. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to raise the national debt ceiling, giving the government more money to spend. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau reports.
Democrats appear to have maintained control of an evenly split Senate after last week's midterm elections, but face a narrow path to control of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was on this week with George Stephanopoulos and said she hopes the House will be able to raise the debt limit before a Republican majority is seated next year. The Speaker said Republicans may demand reductions to Social Security and Medicare in exchange for support on raising the debt limit.
The Republicans cannot use it as leverage to say we'll only lift the debt ceiling if you will reduce the benefits for our seniors and others on Medicare and Social Security.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.